And now, Miss Millie's Dilemma, starring Dorothy Gish. Transcribed from New York City, your Army and your Air Force present a light comedy titled Miss Millie's Dilemma, starring Dorothy Gish. Our story takes place in the small suburb of Littleville. Now, most everyone in town knows of Miss Millie, who lives alone with her faithful housekeeper, Mary, in a big white frame house on Main Street. When Miss Millie's father passed on, he thought he'd left her well provided for. But as the years went by, the supply of money kept getting smaller and smaller until, well, of course, she could always let Mary go.
Oh, dear me, I just couldn't do that. How could I ever manage this big house all by myself? And besides, Mary's been with me for over 20 years.
No, I guess that isn't the solution. But then Mary came up with a suggestion of her own.
Miss Millie, with such a big house and the housing shortage, why don't you rent one of the spare bedrooms?
And so, the next day, in the for rent section of the want ads of the morning paper, there appeared...
For rent, large front room, 24 Allendale Road, reasonable. Oh, brother... Hey, Charlie, I'm going out for about an hour. There's a room for rent that sounds just like what I'm looking for.
And in another part of the city, at the very same time...
For rent, large front room. Mm-hmm. 24 Allendale Road. Reasonable. Oh, Mr. Clayton, there's an ad in the paper I'd like to check up on. Could I have a little extra time at my lunch hour?
Let me see. Oh, there it is right over there. Yep, number 24.
Excuse me, but can you tell me where number 24 is?
Number 24? Well, it's right over... Just why do you want to know?
Just why do I... Well, really? Never mind, I'll find it myself.
Hey, wait a minute. She didn't have a folded newspaper under her arm for nothing. She's after that room, too.
Would you please get out of my way?
Do you mind, please? If I was here first, now, if you don't mind...
Now, listen here.
Just one second.
Would you get out of my way, please?
Yes. May I help you?
Yes, I've come to see about the room.
Oh. Oh. Won't you come in, please? Miss Millie, you'll be right down. Miss Millie, there's a young couple here to see about the room.
Coming, Mary.
Oh. How do you do, children? My, what a nice-looking couple. I'll take you right in now. I've definitely made up my mind. Yes, you both look fine to me.
Excuse me, but we are not a couple.
Definitely not. And this gentleman is not a gentleman.
Dear, what a terrible thing to say.
Yes, he almost knocked me down coming up your stairs.
Now, just a minute. I did no such thing. I tried to step out of your way, but you just pushed me aside like an old...
I don't care to discuss it. Now, Miss Millie, is it?
Yes, that's what everyone calls me.
Well, then... Miss Millie, I'd like to see the room you advertised.
What about me, Miss Millie? I got here first.
Really?
Oh, this is rather confusing. Mary, I think we'd better have a conference. Will you children excuse me? I'll be right back.
Sure. They're a fine-looking couple, Miss Millie. You can't turn them down.
But Mary, they're not a couple.
Not now, they're not. But if they both were to have a nice room... Now, I'll move into the small room in the back. And you can rent my room, too.
Mary, that would be wonderful. Let's go back and tell them. Now, children, I have good news for both of you. I'm going to rent a room to each of you.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Miss Millie. Oh, I hope you don't mind my calling you that.
Why, of course not, child. And what will I call you?
It's Betty Wilson, but you can call me Betty.
And you, young man?
John Porter, Miss Millie. But my friends call me Johnny.
Oh, isn't this wonderful? Johnny and Betty have come to live with me. Oh, dear. Now, come along, children. I'll show you where you're going to live. What do you suppose is wrong with those two young people, Mary?
Well, what do you mean wrong, Miss Millie? They both look healthy enough to me.
Well, they've been here almost a month now, and John hasn't even asked Betty to a movie. And she barely talks to him at all.
Oh, I don't know what's the matter with young people nowadays.
Yes, I know what you mean, Mary. Why, when I was a girl, I had more beaux flocking around my doorbell every night than
why,
I could...
Why, Miss Millie, I always thought your father kept asking you why you didn't go out with the boys more.
Well, he just didn't understand.
But never mind. Now, what about Betty and John? She's a very lovely girl, and he's a fine-looking boy. But I guess they weren't intended to get together.
Mary, do you remember the case of the milkman and the egg lady?
I certainly do. And I remember what happened to them, too.
Well, whatever do you mean, Mary? How was I to know the milkman was married?
Why, we don't even get eggs delivered anymore.
Well, we both know Betty and John aren't married. And Betty never seems to go out with anyone.
Just the same, you shouldn't meddle in their affairs. But I'll probably wind up helping you.
Now, let me see. Just what will we try first?
Hello, Miss Millie. Anybody home?
That's funny. No one's home. Uh-oh. What's this? A note addressed to Betty and John.
Good evening, John.
Oh, hi, Betty. Oh, say, huh? This should interest you. I have a note addressed to us.
What?
Listen. Dear John and Betty, Mary's younger sister is getting married. We've gone to the wedding. Please make yourselves at home. You'll find everything you want in the kitchen. Just help yourselves. We'll be back about 10 o'clock. Love, Millie and Mary.
Well, what do you know about that?
Yeah. I didn't know Mary had any sisters.
Hmm. Well, I'll go out in the kitchen and see what I can do. I better warn you, I'm not a very good cook.
That's all right. I can cook.
Can you really?
Uh-huh.
Well, come on, Chef. I'll get you an apron and put you to work. Oh, look at the table in the breakfast nook. It's all set with candles and everything. Oh, isn't it pretty?
Mm. It almost makes a guy feel romantic.
John.
Hmm?
You may take off that apron. Look, here in the oven.
Why, everything's all ready.
You know what I think?
I think I do. Can you imagine those two trying to play Cupid?
Johnny,
huh?
Would you light the candles?
Shh, Mary. Do you want them to hear us?
But what are they doing? I can't see a thing. Let me look, Miss Millie.
Don't they make a lovely couple sitting there at the table in the candlelight?
Oh.
I remember when I was a girl.
Shh. Someone's coming.
All right, you two. I see you in there. Come on out of those bushes.
Yes, Millie. It's a man, and he's got a gun.
Oh, dear me. Do you want something, mister?
I want you two to come out of those bushes before I come in and get you.
Mary, you go out. I'll sneak up behind him and hit him with this rock. He looks dangerous to me.
All right, Miss
Mary. I'm coming in.
We're coming. There.
Oh.
There, I guess that'll show you not to point a gun at two poor defenseless women.
Hey, Mike. Oh. Mike, you all right? Did you get him?
Oh.
Hey, Mike, what's wrong?
Oh.
What happened?
I hit. What hit me?
I
what
did. And I guess it'll teach you to scare women.
Huh?
I'm going in and call the police.
Lady, we are the police. Don't you know it's a serious offense to resist arrest and assault an officer?
Oh, dear. Oh, Miss Millie, I knew no good would come of this.
Resist arrest? We haven't done anything.
Now, listen, you. We caught you prowling.
Why, that's ridiculous. This is my house.
Hey, Mike, listen to her, will you? Her house.
So, if it's your house, why are you sneaking around in the bushes looking in your own windows?
If I want to look in my windows, there's not a law in the world that can stop me.
Okay, okay, so you're the owner. Now, we can soon prove that.
Oh, dear me, we can't go inside now.
Yeah, and why not?
Well, you see, I've rented two of my rooms to a lovely young couple who should be married. Well, what I mean is, well, oh, dear, you probably wouldn't understand. Well, there now that you know, you can just go on about your business.
I'm afraid it's not quite as simple as that, ma'am. Someone around here turned in a report about some prowlers in this neighborhood.
Then go on and find your prowlers.
Lady, we have. You're it.
Oh, Miss Millie.
But I tell you, I own this house, and...
That'll be very easy to prove. Come along.
Well, you'll find out in a minute who lives here.
Miss Millie. And Mary, what's happened? Johnny, come here.
Yeah, what is it, Betty? Is it Miss Millie?
Johnny, we've been pinched.
So, you are Miss Millie. I'm truly sorry, ma'am. I've often heard the chief speak of you, but this is the first time I've ever seen you.
Oh, is that so?
Well, sure. Anyone can make a mistake. Now, won't you please overlook it? I was only doing my duty.
John, you know who I am, don't you? And Betty.
What's going on here?
Well, it's just that I thought these two here were prowlers. I caught them peeping in the kitchen windows, and this one hit me on the head and tried to escape.
Oh, Miss Millie, you didn't.
Yes, I did. He had a gun. He certainly looked dangerous.
But, Miss Millie, he's a policeman. He's here to protect law-abiding citizens from harm.
Well, I guess that does make things different. Dear me, officer, you must think I'm a very silly girl.
Of course I don't think you're a very silly girl, Miss Millie.
Oh, you don't have to apologize. After all, it was only a little bump. Well, why don't you all come in and have some coffee and some nice homemade apple pie? It's the least I can do for all the trouble I've caused.
Yeah, you go on in, Mike. I'll stay on duty in a prowl car.
Okay, I won't be long.
Oh, Miss Millie, I have the most wonderful news for you. I'm going to be married.
Married? Then it did work, after all. Congratulations, John.
Hold on there. I'm not the one. He's in California.
But I thought that...
I know you did, Miss Millie, so you don't have to say a thing.
It was cute, though, the way you tried to get us together.
Oh, dear, then I suppose that means you'll be leaving here.
In about 3 weeks.
And I'll be leaving you shortly, too, Miss Millie.
Oh, not because of what happened tonight.
Oh, no, not at all. My boss is transferring me to the Chicago office.
Well, I guess I'll be right back where I started.
Here's your coffee, officer. And a nice big piece of apple pie.
Oh, I'll serve it to him, Mary. You like homemade apple pie, officer? I made it myself.
Oh, see, Miss Millie, you shouldn't have any trouble getting someone else.
Excuse me, ma'am, but I've always liked your place here, and I've been alone for a good many years now.
Oh, you never got married?
Nope. And I've been thinking...
Yes?
Well, I could put my savings into a place like this one, and later I could use my pension for the upkeep.
Dear me, how nice.
Well, anyway, I go on the retired list next month, and if you're looking for someone to rent a room to, I'd be glad.
Mary, bring in another piece of that apple pie and some French coffee. Now, officer, about that room for rent.
Thank you, Dorothy Gish, for your very fine portrayal of Miss Millie. And now, a message for you young men listening in. High school graduates, there's a future for you in today's United States Air Force. Now you can train for a specific job in one of the 42 career fields under the new Airman Career Program. Under this new program, you actually chart your future, plan the exact steps you'll take along the path of your Air Force career. Get all the facts at your nearest Air Force base or U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting station, and then judge for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, this program is brought to you by your Army and your Air Force on behalf of your local recruiting station in cooperation with this radio station and was specially transcribed for presentation at this time. Miss Millie's Dilemma, starring Miss Dorothy Gish and featuring Joyce Gordon, Helen Christian, Ross Martin, Joe DeSantis, and Bernard Grant, was written by Sergeant First Class Everett Day, and was directed by Charles Wilkes. This is Joe Ripley speaking for The Voice of the Army.